What up, what up?
That was very loud, and I love it.
I'm into it today.
Josh is all in for peak driven. Well, I hope so. It's our business.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's 101.
It is.
Yeah, we skipped last week because that's what we do. You know, I don't listen to nobody, and we do our own thing.
And also, too, we're trying to make sure we have enough content and everything. So I came up with the brilliant idea of, I'm like, here's a bunch of sticky notes. Every single time you have an idea, put it on the wall. So we have a bunch of sticky notes on the wall right now, and we're going to start growing it even more.
But I've also said on this podcast, if I'm not feeling inspirational or very motivated, I'm not going to try to phone it in.
What were we doing last weekend?
I think we just needed the day.
Yeah.
I got some of the Sunday scaries, you know.
Yeah.
And because I knew last week was going to be hell with work.
Yeah.
So I was in zero mood to do this.
Yeah.
But you know what? New month. It's Christmas month. We got through Thanksgiving.
Thank goodness for December.
Yeah.
I'm in. I really love December. Okay, I used to be like,
sorry,
that was cute. I used to be such a Grinch and like to be expected after losing dad and then after losing our baby and stuff like that. And I was very like bah humbug. Mm-hmm. This year, I kind of feel like I'm getting my Christmas spirit back.
Good, because it was killing me because it's my favorite holiday. I was celebrating it by myself for a little bit there.
I know. I was about to get myself like a Grinch onesie and just wear it 24/7. But I really love December, not only for the holidays, but also too, I take it as a time of reflection, really. And like, I'm just excited for the end of the year and to jump into January.
I just love this time of year because between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I don't know. It's like the time where everything kind of slows down. Like everyone, I don't know, is in a different mood in a sense. Like, okay, there's a lot of hustle and bustle. And like when you go out shopping, all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. Like on the retail side, it's madness. But people generally are kind of in, you know, the Christmas spirit. You know, I notice at work, it's kind of like, we were talking to someone at church, you know, the fourth quarter, right? Like right now it's like, not that people push pause, but it's kind of more just float until like the new year. Now we can talk about that because there's two ways to...
That's a different topic up there.
Well, guess what? I'm going to touch on it right now.
Okay.
Just because I said it.
Good. Do it.
And so that's something where you could take that two ways where, you know, you can, if you push for 11 months, you know, maybe give yourself that break and that gratitude and take this time, maybe just spend some time with family, you know, things you've been putting off, you know, you can take this time right now to do that.
For sure.
You know, Chris and I are kind of pumping the brakes a little bit because we want to enjoy the house. We've hustled and bustled. A lot has happened this year, like every year for us.
Yeah.
So we kind of reflect. We just take time to enjoy one another. Maybe we do things spontaneously that we normally wouldn't do.
But also too, like December, even though it's my like reflection time, it's also time for, because my business is slow, it's time for me to work on like the back end stuff of like different things. So like I completely rebranded everything and like for peak driven, and I like this is the season I'm in of like, I'm going to organize things. I'm going to get everything because come January, like it's a fitness industry. It's just going to like blow up.
New Year's resolutioners.
For January, February, March, it'll come down a little bit. And then during the summer, it spikes back. It's just, I have high seasons and low seasons, and I take the like lull of that season and do other things.
Yeah, like you do some housekeeping stuff to prep.
Oh, yes.
You know, and a lot of companies do that because they know that they have seasons, mm-hmm. and there's highs and lows and everything. And then the other part of that whole idea of going into this time of year is if you're someone that's an entrepreneur or you have your own business, you know, maybe it's the time where everyone else is letting off the gas.
Yep.
And you push harder. And this is the time where you can make leaps and bounds and surpass your competition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you kind of prep yourself for this time, you know, if you're trying to start out your new business and you're only a year or two into it, maybe this is the months where you're actually grinding out the hardest.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're doing everything that no one else is doing. So there's two different ways to look at this time of year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Krista and I just, we take this time of year to do housekeeping, but also to do housekeeping on us, like our relationship.
Yeah.
And we just take time for ourselves. We kind of enjoy the holiday spirit.
Yep.
You know, and I feel like that's important as well.
Yep.
But I remember when you first started Peak Driven, like you were using this time right now to push and go, and like you were doing, you know, creating your 6-week challenges.
Oh, wait, I just did that.
I know. But like, remember how it would be like 2 months in order to prep. Now you can get that done in like a couple of days because you're good at it.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? So
I had no idea what I was doing starting my business at all.
But at least you did.
Like, I just
messy
threw,
action, man.
Exactly. Messy action is some action. And I was throwing stuff at the wall and I'm just like, that'll work.
Yeah.
And now it's like a day or two, I get things actually done. Yeah. And most people don't understand that. Like, I have a couple people that like come the weekend, like unfortunately I work full time plus I like have my business, and like I don't really get a break. Like Sundays are usually my like time off other than doing the podcast. And like some people don't understand, like I am so exhausted by the weekend. You gravy baby, the moving around the mic, moving around the chair, gotta get comfy.
I'm in now.
Yeah. Okay. But I just get so exhausted, but I'm also trying to balance this like different bucket.
Yes.
That Josh and I, like I brought this up midweek because we've both been like pushing hard, but also struggling. Like we're going to be completely authentic and transparent in this podcast.
Well, I think that's what they expect.
And like,
we're only human.
We are. And sometimes we just want to just give up, and we're like, this is not what I signed up for in like
sometimes careers,
sometimes like different life things that happen. You're just like, what am I actually doing? Mm-hmm. Like, what is my sole purpose and like mission possible life?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Every morning we read a devotional. And
it's with Tim Tebow.
Yeah, and it's called Mission Possible Life. And it just kind of really puts little seeds, little questions in your brain, because it's really about, you know, what is your purpose? What do you put on this earth to do? And how are you being an influencer for the right things in someone else's life? And how are you changing your life and living the most mission possible life?
Mm-hmm.
And that mission is what we all talk about, like our purpose and why we're here.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll be 100% transparent as well. Like, I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, why am I in the career path that I am? Why do I hold the title that I do?
Yeah.
You know, it's not, part of it's by my hard work, but mm-hmm. God put me on this path and gave me these positions. And same thing with you, Krista, for a reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I just question, like, why? Like, you know, but there's a bigger purpose out there for why we're in what we are and who we influence.
Yeah, definitely. I had like a couple things come to mind, but like sometimes you just don't want to like push forward, and you have to like, this week was just so testing to me, and I was sitting at my desk going, what is the reason? And I kept asking myself over and over again, asking God, I'm like, what is the reason for all of this? And like being placed in this position of like, I am thankful I have a job, but also too, like, it's not really what I signed up for. And like all of my skills and attributes that I have can be used someplace else.
See,
like, I feel like I'm not aligned with, and this is what we'll talk about, I'm not aligned with like my happy bucket and like my mission possible life bucket. if that makes sense.
It does, but I have those questions as well. Yeah. And what I'm trying to retrain my brain is that here in the now, I'm in this position, I'm influencing these people that I am, but there's a bigger picture. There's something down the road that I can't see. There's an opportunity that's going to come my way. There's going to be a door that's going to open.
Yep.
Right? And, you know, as I sit here and question, waste my energy and time going, why, on this moment, you know, I could be missing an opportunity, or I could be,
yep,
you know, putting myself into a negative space for no reason when God already has something in the future for me. And I've often thought that with other positions, and look where I'm at now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, all just, when you look back, it all makes sense. But as you're going through it, you're like, oh man, like, what am I doing? Like, I want to quit. Yeah. Not today. You know what I mean? I'm calling out, like, I'm just going to play hooky or whatever. But it's like, no, there is a bigger picture here that we just can't see. You know what I mean? And it's hard because, as we're going to talk about today, the two different buckets, you know, you have to have this balancing, this scale, and I agree with it, but there's times in your life where that scale is going to be unbalanced,
yeah,
and it just happens.
Yep.
Right? So I guess, stop beating around the bush. What we're talking about today is going to be, you know, the happy bucket. Think of these two buckets on like one of those old school balancing scales, right? That people used to measure out gold and things like, yeah, that. That's when you brought this topic up, that's the picture that came to my mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, a perfect life is having those constant balances, those scales constantly, you know, being even.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
As much as we try, and as much as we can try to, you know, keep putting one thing into the other to help balance that out, it's life, you know.
Yeah.
And when you go through different seasons of work,
mm-hmm,
and if you want to progress, you know, the scales may tip towards more of your work bucket as opposed to your happy bucket.
Yep.
But we have to constantly remember to put into your happy bucket, because you don't want that completely empty and your work bucket fully touching the ground being overloaded.
Yep. No, and I think of this all the time, and I see it in corporate America of basically everyone is working their little tushies off, and that is all fine and dandy, but everyone's getting burnt out. And I think we talked about it in like burnout and busyness in a other podcast you can go back to. But like, we're not doing things that bring us joy and filling up that happy bucket enough in our lives. Like you said, the work bucket is like slammed all the way down to the ground because you're just putting everything in that. But like, I see this quote all of the time, and it's like, and it's very morbid, but like, if you would die tomorrow, you're just a number. They would replace you in a couple days.
100%.
Okay. But your family will not.
Right.
So why are we constantly like putting in all of like the rocks in that work bucket, and not like, we have to put some in that happy bucket in order for us to, one, stay balanced, that work-life balance, but also two, like, we can't be getting burnt out when it comes to this kind of stuff. No. And we need to learn how to like shut it down. And I think a lot of people don't know how to, because that's all we have been taught in America, corporate America, America as a whole, is to just work our little tushes off, and that's all we do.
So I want people to envision like this tipping scale, this measuring scale, and imagine there's like a switch or a sensor at the bottom of each bucket. And when that bucket hits the sensor, a light goes off.
Yeah.
And so how many times in your life does your work bucket hit that sensor and set that light off?
Yeah.
You know, and that's always a good gauge, because if your bucket's like going to get close to hitting that sensor, or if you look at your day and you're like, wow, my light for my work bucket is totally overflowing right now, and that's hitting the ground and the light's on, then I need to start piling into my happy bucket,
mm-hmm,
because I need to start getting that scale back in balance again. And, you know, I think if we look at like the work bucket, what goes into that, right? Like obviously our jobs, our careers,
yep.
taking care of your family, if you have kids, all like the things, the responsibilities you have
adulting.
Every day, adulting, you know, we have chores, we have bills to pay. We have all the things that maybe we necessarily don't want to do, but maybe we signed up for something, we were asked to do something. You know, we have those types of responsibilities as friends or yep. whatever. And then, you know, maybe it's outside of work. You have other activities that you're, you know, want to do
yep.
or you signed up for. Or, you know, maybe those activities do give you happiness. So mm-hmm. That's kind of filling your happy bucket, which I think is a good balance there. But
yeah, definitely.
I even break this down kind of granularly into not just like a season or a couple months, but even day by day. You know, I look at, did I fill anything in my happy bucket today, or was it all work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's be honest, like I wake up at 3:45 so I can work out in the morning before work and everything. And so like my training and working out necessarily doesn't make me happy, but I need to do it for my physical well-being. And, you know, it brings me joy and it clears my mind and it, you know, it gets the endorphins going. I feel better after doing it.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, sometimes we don't want to work out. We don't want to put our bodies through that and we don't, you yep. know. And so sometimes that blurs that it can be a work bucket item or it's a happy bucket item. Now, after you've done the workout and if you had a great one, that may fill up your happy bucket because that sets your day off, right?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
But I try to, you know, fill the happy bucket in the morning first yeah. with that workout and get those endorphins running. And then for 12 hours, it's all work bucket. But mm-hmm. then when I get home, I'm going to get real juicy here, but it's spending time with my wife, my best friend. That, whatever it is,
aww.
Like for those extra 2 hours, 3 hours a night that I get with you, you know, that is all happy bucket,
yeah.
in my opinion. And maybe it's doing something like, you know, thinking of podcast topic ideas or working, you know, in that spectrum. Yep.
We put shelves up together.
Yeah, we did. You know, or it's enjoying something. Like we enjoy a good glass of wine once in a while. Or, yep. you know, going to a nice restaurant because we're foodies. We love a good steakhouse or a good restaurant, right?
Any type of like adventure in that yeah. sort. Like, yeah. Can't wait to go to something called The Princess here in Arizona. Display. And it's a huge Christmas at the Princess. And
Christmas Wonderland.
We are going to get spiked hot chocolates. We're going to walk around, see Christmas lights. We're going to, I want to go down the tube slide thingy.
Yeah.
I will not go on the Ferris wheel.
Really?
I hate Ferris. No. What if you get stuck up there?
They'll get you down.
No. What if it tips over?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. But I'll jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
That right?
makes zero sense.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, I like the way that you think about it, and I think about it in like a pretty much the same way, but like my workouts bring me 100% joy. So I have to, like you do in the morning, you have to put that first. You have to constantly put yourself first before you jump into that work bucket. Because who knows by the end of the day if you're going to put something into that happy bucket. So if you put all of those rocks in that bucket first, then you can find a happy balance per no. se. And like, sometimes in the mornings, I don't get to work out in the morning because I listen to my body. Sometimes Josh is like, are you going to let your body tell you what to do? Or are you going to like take the bull by the horns? And I'm like, no, homie, I'm going to listen to my body right now because it is telling me to slow the heck down.
No, I go David Goggins on her.
I know. He like screams at me in the morning and it's like 4:35 a.m. He's screaming at me going, are you going to work out today?
And well, I'm just people like, think that's abusive. Hang on. It's not like verbally attacking.
No, it's not. It's like a loving David Goggins type of situation. To like get me going. He thinks that like my motivation is like the like hardcore like boot camp person. And I'm like, no, that's not the way to get me to work out. I will just slam the door in your face. Thank you. But if I don't get up in the mornings, then I feel like I'm like, okay, at some point of my day, I have to, beauty of working at home, I have to go out in the garage and I have to work out. Doesn't matter if it's cycle class, doesn't matter if it is strength training, I have to. It's like non-negotiables for my happy bucket, because I need to pour into myself more than I pour into my work sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't pour into yourself, you're not going to be effective in your job, in your business, or anything like that. And we know that by listening to podcasts and doing that like inner work and everything. If you don't put yourself first, no one else is going to put yourself first. So you might as well do it in the morning or find that time to make sure you're filling up that happy bucket.
And for someone else, you know, Krista and I are freaks, you know, we beat ourselves up in the gym, but you know, somebody else's happy time or happy bucket could be like waking up before all the chaos or the kids, pouring yourself a nice cup of coffee and reading a book.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That or, sounds delightful.
You know, taking the dog for a walk and just when it's, you know, sun's rising, you know, you have that maybe extra half hour, 45 minutes to yourself. You know, one thing I used to enjoy doing was when we were in South Carolina was just sitting out in the back porch with the pond there and everything, you know, and just kind of a gratitude moment. And, you know, you'd see the birds come flying in, land on the pond, and, you know, that kind of stuff. Just kind of being with nature,
yep.
You know, is just, there's something to that with that peace and calmness and just how your body's energy with everything else. Well, that sounded really hippie, but like, you know what I mean? Like there's just...
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And like, there can be like unconventional things too that bring you joy. Like, I really love cleaning. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's therapeutic for some reason.
It's very therapeutic to me. Like, some people are like, oh, it's such a chore, blah, blah, blah. But like, I love it. Like, people walk into our house, oh, it's so neat in here. I'm like, yeah. I have an issue, like, and I'm not afraid to.
For some reason, I find washing cars and detailing cars therapeutic
too. Yeah. You know what else I find therapeutic and, like, brings me joy? Is, like, all of the, like, PDFs and, like, things that I do for the challenges and, like, programs that I have. I love creating those type of things, like worksheets and everything like that. I don't know.
You know what? As you're talking, like, I just thought of something else that's like odd that I find. Just I zone out and physical labor sometimes. Like I remember, like when I would be cutting grass or taking care of the lawn, or like when I was moving those bricks from the front to the side of the house here,
or like you were vacuuming our turf the other day.
Yeah, you know, just things like that where you can just kind of clear your mind. And I'll be honest, during those types of times, I have the best thoughts or like answers to questions. I guess it's because you just kind of release whatever in your mind and whatever comes to it.
Shower time.
A nice hot long shower sometimes.
I saw something on Instagram, but it was a shower margarita machine. It
makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also like a shower sucky like thing that sticks to the wall and you can put a wine glass on there.
Yeah.
Like it's a wine glass holder.
Yeah.
I mean, beer shower. Everyone knows a beer shower.
Yeah.
Or shower beer.
I like having my shower wines. I'm sorry. Do I have a problem?
No.
Okay, cool. No, you're good. I'm just trying
That's normal.
Is it?
Yeah, no one else does that. They're the weird ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that reassurance. Welcome. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What else is therapeutic to some people?
Smoking a good cigar.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dig that.
That's not the healthiest thing, but whatever.
True.
Time with God.
True. Time with God.
Reading the Bible.
Yeah.
Some praise. Just putting some worship music on and just kind of like listening to those lyrics.
I think when we do like home renovations.
Yeah.
I think it, like painting. So if you guys need a room painted, just let me know. I do not use tape. I hate using tape. Like I just cut in and it's actually good. Josh can attest for this.
Yeah, she's good.
You can't look at this room. He's looking up at the podcast room. We did the ceiling and the walls, so I didn't have to cut anything.
Ooh, you know what else is a good thing?
What?
A good scenic drive.
Yeah.
Being out in the nature, like in the wilderness.
Is that why we love driving across the country so many times?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not at all.
That's not it? But we do have like our happy bucket too is like dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And like not like planning too much for the future, but like we were walking around a car show. So that's very happy bucket therapeutic. Walking around the car show, like looking at different cars. And then we saw this like Sprinter van. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I want one by the time we are 40 and travel and go to all the national parks.
Like an outdoor, like overlanding Sprinter van type dealio.
Yeah. It's not like a big RV. It's something very small. Like mm-hmm. I've always wanted to live in a tiny home. I've always wanted to like drive around the United States and go up to Canada and stuff like that. So I'm like, I hopped right up in there and I was like, oh, this is really nice. Like to dream mm-hmm. about it and like make sure you're like putting yourself in those situations where I don't know. I personally love doing that. It brings me joy.
I saw a smile on your face. You loved every bit of it.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I thought you were going to bring up first and foremost mountain biking.
Well, yeah.
I think everyone knows that.
Yeah. I wasn't going to keep harping on that.
No? No. That's our life, man. We live by mountains.
I know.
Like.
But so to that point, yes, that is totally an activity that maybe other listeners have just that hobby activity thing that you just, some people, some guys, it's golf, you know, that kind of where you just look forward to it on the weekends. That's like your thing that you get to do for an hour or two, or golf is like 3-4 hours, but you know,
it's an all day thing sometimes with the boys.
Yeah. But you know, with the whole mountain biking thing, it's one of those things that I have unlocked. The fact that like I get to be with nature, it's exercise, but also that, you know, with my skill level getting better and all that kind of stuff, I'm able now to do things and to get to certain peaks of mountains and stuff that when I finally achieve those, you know, goals of getting up there, it's like such a gratitude moment. I literally, I was telling Krista how I like pull off the trail and like there's this one climb that's really intense, but it's got this crazy overlook. And I'm always taking pictures from it with the hot air balloons, you know, on a Saturday morning flying over.
Yeah.
And just that sunrise. And it's just that complete happy bucket refill that I need to get me through the week. It's recharging my batteries, my energy level, mm-hmm. like all that kind of stuff. Just that, you know, maybe 5 minutes that I take at the top of that mountain.
Yeah.
And it does something to the soul. It does something to your mindset. It just resets it. You know, I come back. Krista's like, man, you just, you know, I'm a different person. I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, even today for me.
Yeah.
I like really, really loved lifting today. Like our gym has everything that I need. And I was like, man, I'm feeling strong. So I just decided, I'm like, I'm going to like go back to the old, you know, powerlifting days and just chest press and deadlift and all that kind of stuff. And I impress myself. And I think that's where like it all like stems from when it comes to like exercise to become a happy bucket is like finding things that you genuinely love and pushing yourself to like new levels of fitness levels to unlock.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can the work bucket blend to the happy bucket? Because as you were just talking, I was thinking,
correct.
What happens if in your career you hit a new benchmark, you get a promotion, or there is a project or something that you were working on and you get shouted out for it, or you get like a accolade for doing it?
Yeah.
Or, you know, something just clicks and you have a great day and you come home and you're like, this thing that's been a thorn in my side, I finally figured it out. I got the handle on it.
Yeah.
You know, could your work bucket could blend into being your happy bucket, right? Because of different things that could happen.
I think
achievements during work.
I think of like rocks going into like these different buckets for some reason. And one rock goes in the happy bucket, one goes into the work. Because sometimes people's work is, it brings them joy.
True.
So like you can have both at the same time. Like it's not just like this one thing happened and I have to figure out, am I going to put it in a happy bucket or my work bucket? No, like split that rock, put it in both of them.
Okay.
Type of thing.
I like that. And if someone out there has their scales totally tipped towards the happy bucket and that's about to hit the sensor with the light on.
Nice.
Let me know what your secret is.
I think everyone would want to know that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we get in these seasons of like, oh my gosh, like what is going to bring me joy today? And it shouldn't be like that. No. It should really be a good balance of everything.
I love it. I love it.
Cool.
Cool.
I love it. Do you love it?
I said I loved it like 10 times before
you... I know you did. Oh, okay. That's why I was making fun of you. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to 101. We appreciate you so, so much. We wouldn't be here without you. If this resonated with you, please share it with someone. Or, you know, save it. Save it, and it helps us too.
Does it?
It does.
Yeah, we need them points. Or whatever you call them.
I don't even know.
Statistics.
Yeah. Bring up our stats there.
Otherwise, we're going to have to start doing advertisements and things like that.
Monetize the podcast.
Oh, boy.
But I do have a couple things going on. If you're listening to this and it is December 3rd then or 4th, then you need to go over into the Facebook group for Peak Driven. I'm doing a free 4-day course for starting out. If you don't know where to start come the new year or even right now before the holidays. And also a new challenge coming up come January 1st. I believe I put it. So
makes sense. New year.
Exactly. But if you listen to the 4-day course, you could have a chance to get a free challenge on me. So there's a lot more coming down the road, so I won't spoil it all.
Awesome.
Sounds good. I love
it, honey. Keep it up. You're doing great.
I know. Thank you. Well, thank you again for listening. And until next time, y'all, we love you.
God bless. Love you guys.
Go be the light. Bye.